Welcome to Torah Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we are studying Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Vav, Chapter 36. This perek has within it two nevuos. The first nevuah follows the nevuah in the last perek to Edom about its destruction and how they wanted to take over the land of Israel. In this perek, Yechezkel speaks to the hills of Yerushalayim about their future rebirth. The second nevuah in this perek is about how Hashem will make us tahor, spiritually pure again. In this podcast, I will use the terms tahor, spiritually pure, and tameh, spiritually impure, as they are inexact terms and cannot be translated in terms of physical cleanliness. The first nevuah directly parallels the negative nevuah Yechezkel gave about the hills of Yerushalayim in Perek Vav, Chapter 6, where the land is laid to waste because of Israel's sins. After reading this perek, it may be worthwhile to reread the text from Perek Vav to see the clear parallels. This first nevuah speaks about the land's rejuvenation. When we read the words, we cannot help but realize that we have seen this nevuah take place in our lifetime. Every nation has tried to conquer the land of Israel and said it would be an easy conquest, from Nebuchadnezzar to the Ottomans. Yet while they conquered the land, they could never make it grow. In this parak we learned it was not an accident. Hashem promises us that when the Jewish people return, the land will grow again. It will turn from a wasteland to bustling farms and orchards. Let us look at the beautiful words of the perek. In Pasuk Beis, Yechezkel quotes the derisive speech of the other nations after the Chorban, Yan Amar Ha'oyev Alechem Ha'ach, because an enemy has said against you, Aha, Uvamos Olam L'morasha Haysalanu, even the highest places are ours in possession. The other nations were gloating about seizing Israel. We heard in the last perek how greedy Edom was and they wanted to seize Israel's lands, and how Tzur gloated that they wanted to take business from Israel's trading partners. This is the attitude Yechezkel is discussing. He continues, Yan v'yan, because with because. This means that there are so many reasons Hashem is upset with the other nations. Even one of the reasons listed in Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, would have been enough to prompt the changes that led to our Nechama. The other nations tried to grab the land, they enslaved the people, and they spoke disparagingly about the Jewish nation. The Das Sofer notes how each of these reasons focuses on the chil Hashem caused by the other nations. The Nechama mentioned later is not dependent on the tshuva of Israel at all. The parak continues with a series of psukim that start with the word lachain, therefore, that follow with the misdeeds of the other nations. Even though each pasuk starts with the word therefore, the end of each pasuk does not complete the thought. In previous parakim, Yechezkel would say yan, since, and then lachain, therefore. We do not have this clear connection in our parak. For example, in Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, it tells us, Lechein harei Yisrael shemu devar Hashem, therefore mountains listen to the words of Hashem. It then ends with a description of how the cities and valleys were taken by the other nations. What is the connection between the two halves of the Pasuk? The Pasuk is telling us that the mountains will hear Hashem, whether the Jewish people are worthy of this closeness or not, because of how the other nations mock the Jewish people and seize their lands. We see this disconnect also in Pasuk Hey, Lachain, therefore, which implies it will tell us about the future, but instead it looks to the past and tells us how Hashem's fiery jealousy was aroused by how Edom acted by taking Artsi, my land, Hashem's land, with joy, while also Bishat Nefesh Leman Migrasha Lavaz, with the stain of a soul to cast it out for prey. The Mesuzah David fills in the connection and tells us that Hashem will save the Jewish people not because they are worthy, but because the nations took the land not to help themselves, but only to demean Israel. Pasuk Vav, verse 6 continues, Lachain, therefore, there is an added prophecy about the land of Israel. Because you have borne the shame of nations, Pasuk Zion, verse 7, Lachain, therefore, Hashem will lift his hand against the nations, and they shall bear their shame. For the other nations, a time of punishment is coming. This will not be the experience of the Jewish people. Pasuk Ches, verse 8. Vatem, Hara Yisrael, Anpachem Titenu, but you, mountains of Israel, you should shoot forth your branches, Uperiachem Tisu La'ami Yisrael, and yield your fruit to my people Israel, Kikervu Lavo, for they are about to come home. Hashem encourages the mountains to finally grow for Ami Yisrael, for my nation of Israel, because they are coming back to Israel soon. The Das Sofrim tells us that these events are linked. Before the final redemption will come, the land must be prepared to sustain the people to live there. This idea is reflected in our tefillos. Chazal asks, how come in Shemoneh Esrei we have the blessing for good crops and salary directly before the bracha about gathering in the exiles? The answer is that the sign that the Geula is coming is that the land will bear fruit again. Pasuk Tes, verse 9. In previous Prakim Hashem said, Hinini Alecha, behold, I am against you. Here it says, Ki Hinini Alechem, for behold, I am with you. Ufanisi Alechem, and I will turn to you. What does the Hashkacha and love of Hashem look like when the Geula can come? Vadtem v'nizartem, and the mountains of Israel be tilled and sown. Hashem's involvement will cause the land of Israel to grow. I am going to continue to read the words of the Pesukim so we can appreciate the extraordinary times in which we live. When other generations read these words, they needed to imagine what it would look like. For those in Israel, all you need to do is look out your window, and for the rest of us, we can look at a picture of Israel from right now. V'hirbesi aleichem Adam, kol beis Yisrael kula. I will increase on you, mountains, Adam, man, the whole house of Israel, everyone. Those who live in Israel will once again be called Adam, worthy people, and they will be able to raise families and grow our numbers through having children, which means there will be adequate food and water to do so. V'noshvu ha'arim, new cities like Tel Aviv, Petah Tikva, Carmiel, Efrat, will be settled for the new population. V'charavos tibanena, and the ruins will be rebuilt. We live at a time that when a country builds a parking lot, it must stop because they discover the world from the time of the Nevi'im underneath. We now have cities called Yerushalayim, Be'er Sheva, Chevron, which date back to the time of Tanakh. Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11. V'yirbesi aleichem Adam uvehema v'ravu v'paru, and I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and be fruitful. We generally say pru urvu, you will have children who cause you to multiply. Here we say you will multiply and then have children. This is talking about how Jews from all over the world will make aliyah to Israel and set up their families there. The land will multiply, and then they will have children there. The next phrase in the pasuk has not yet come true. Voshavti eschem kikadmusechem. I will settle you like the old days. We will be able to move to the areas of Israel that are best suited for living because of the climate, unrestricted by politics and danger. Ve'tivosi merishosechem. And I will make it better for you than your beginnings. At the end of Shmona Esra, we ask Hashem to make our world kashanim kadmonios, like the good old days. Hashem is promising us that our future will be even better than anything we had before. Pasuk Yabez, verse 12. Holachti aleichem Adam as Ami Yisrael, v'reishucha. I will cause you to walk on the hills, Adam, one man who is my nation Israel, and they will inherit you the mountains. In the time of the Geula, the Jewish people, Hashem's nations, will walk upon the mountains as one, no longer divided by tribalism and conflict, and when we return, we will not be sent into Galus again. Pasuk Yud Gimel returns to the motivation of these overwhelmingly positive psukim using the word Yan again. Yan Omrim Lachem, since they, the nations, say about the mountains that during the time of Galus, Israel is a place that devours its people. The other nations look at Israel's history of instability with the rise and fall of so many nations and insult the land. So Hashem promises a spectacular promise in Pasuk Yud Dalet, verse 14. Lachem, Adam lo sochli od, v'gayayach lo tishakli od. Therefore, you will no longer devour man, nor bereave your nation again. Hashem continues that he will never hear nations shaming the hills of Yerushalayim, and the hills will not be a cause for the Jewish people to sin ever again. How is it possible that things will become so perfect? We have never been able to sustain that in the past. The next half of the parak fills in how this peace and goodness will become the perpetual state of the Jewish people. This half of the parak is read as the Haftorah for Parshas Para. The Torah portion for Para speaks about how a person who is tameh, spiritually impure from a dead body, becomes purified. This parak teaches how a nation who has the most severe level of tumah can become tahor again. Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17, tells us that when the Jewish people were in Israel, they became tameh because how they acted. Their tuma is described as ketumas hanida, haisadar kam lefanai, like the tuma of a woman who was menstruating was their way before me. The Jewish people acted wickedly and should have been considered a higher level of tuma, but Hashem considered them as if they only had a temporary level of tuma, that they were a nida to Hashem. Tumas nida only leads to a physical separation between spouses that has an easy and prescribed end. Hashem kivyachol is putting himself in the position of a spouse who waits for his wife to become tahor again. There were three main reasons listed in Psukim Yud Ches and Yud Tes 18 and 19 why the Jewish people became Tameh. They violated the three cardinal sins of murder, idolatry, and adultery. Even with the three major sins, the Malbim points out from looking at our Psukim, Hashem didn't destroy us. He merely kicked us out of Israel and spread us among the other nations, where we had less Hashgacha Pratis and more Hester Panim, more hiding of Hashem's direction. This decision to give us galus leads to when we come to galus, Paschal, verse 20, Vayichalu Hashem Kachi, they profaned my holy name, Be'amor Lahem, Am Hashem Eile, when the men said to them, these are the people of Hashem, Umeyartso Yatsa'o, and from his land they went out. The Mefarshim connect the first words of the Pasuk to the last. When the Jews came to a land, Hashem's name was profaned because Hashem came with them to make sure the punishment was in line with their sin and not more. This Hashgacha from Hashem was clear, and so their galus became a Chilul Hashem. Had Hashem not gone with us, there would have been no Chilul Hashem. Rashi says the nations began to think that Hashem did not have the power to save his people. So in Pasuk Chaf Beis, verse 22, Hashem tells us that the Geula is coming, but not because we deserve it. Lo lemanchem ani osa beis Yisrael, ki im l'shem kachi asher chilaltem. Not for your sake am I doing this, house of Israel, but for my holy name that you profaned. Hashem is going to make a Kiddush Hashem in place of the Chilul Hashem that is happening in Galus by gathering us all from the lands we were spread and bringing us back to Eretz Yisrael. We will not be worthy, but Hashem will help us become able to re-enter Israel. V'zarachti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartem, and I will sprinkle tahor water upon you, and you will be tahor. Mikol tumoseichem, mikol yululeichem atahareschem. From all your tuma and from all your idols, I will make you tahor. Hashem will atone for all our sins in a manner that is parallel to how a person who is tamei meis, who has the highest level of impurity, gets tahara by the sprinkling of water that has within it the ashes of the red cow. Chazal tell us in Gemara Yuma that we should reflect on how lucky we are when we hear this. We will not need a kohen or a mikvah to make us tahor. Hashem himself will be our mikvah and act as the kohen who performs the tahara process. The Midrash Tana de Be'eliyahu asks, what are the purifying waters that Hashem will put on us? They are the words of the Torah that have the ability to change our souls. Pasuk Chavav, verse 26. This Tahara process will have long-lasting results as Hashem will turn us into a new people with new attitudes. He will put in us a new heart and remove the Leif HaEvan, the stone, stubborn heart that we have had until now. Until now, we were influenced by our desires and our minds. Here, Hashem takes those away from us and gives us a new heart, which is inclined to do good deeds. With this newfound attitude, we will be able to continue to live in Israel as we will believe in Hashem and keep the mitzvos, and Hashem will protect us. Pasuk Chavtes, verse 29, Voshati eschem mikol tumosechem, and I will save you from all your tumah. Hashem promises, according to the Mitzvot David, to take away all the impurity of sin from our heart so that we are not accustomed to it and won't sin. Hashem will give us an abundance of food so we are not hungry, which itself can lead to sin. Hashem is giving us all the tools necessary for us to remain in Israel free of sin. As we have said in earlier parakim, Yecheskel does not tell us that our future will be disconnected from our past. We will still think and reflect on our bad actions and do tshuva for them. This reflection and regret is what allows us to have a better future, and it is an important part of the tshuva and kapara atonement process. We will realize that Hashem's gifts are not based on our actions. Yecheskel then tells us in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, verse 33, that when Hashem makes us tahor without our earning it, we will achieve a complete tshuva. We will no longer have to live with the repercussions of our sins, so that we can all return to Israel and live in the new cities and the rebuilt ruins. The land that was so desolate will start to grow again. It will be a miracle to the other nations who pass by. They will say, Pasuk Lamed Hei, verse 35, Ha'aretz halezu ha'neshama ha'isa k'gan Eden. This land that was so desolate has become like the Garden of Eden. V'he'arim hecharevos. The Hanishamos, the Haneherasos, Bitsuros Yashavu, and the waste and the desolate and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Seeing the land inhabited and rebuilt will be a Kiddush Hashem, and all the other nations will recognize how powerful Hashem is if he can make this happen. Hashem promises one last bracha in this parak that Rashi says is in response to our tefilos. Arba Osam Katzon, Adam. I will increase them with men like a flock. How are men going to be like livestock? The Malbim says that the nation will not grow at the rate of humans, but like the population of sheep that grows quickly. Nor will they be like regular sheep. The Psukim compare us to the sheep brought as karbanos in Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. During a Yom Tov, the streets are swarming with animals going to the Beis HaMikdash, and each little lamb was precious and perfect and holy. These karbanos were karbam shlamim, the offerings that were eaten by the giver, which led to joy and pleasure. This is what we will be like in the future. Pasuk Lamed Ches, verse 38. This is what it will be like in the destroyed cities. They will be filled with flocks of men. These men will be like the flocks, special and holy, and they will make everyone happy. This parak gave us a glimpse into the holiness we are experiencing now and how much better it can still become. We have the privilege of seeing Israel grow. In the future, this great gift will become even better as Hashem will remove our Yetzirah from us so that we can live in Israel forever. We will not be a downtrodden nation, but will grow and fill the land with children, the ultimate fulfillment of this grand nevuah. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Basvi, Yosef.